A senior Vatican official is giving evidence from Rome via video link to an Australian inquiry into child sex abuse. Cardinal George Pell, a former Archbishop of Sydney, is being asked whether he knew if paedophiles were active in churches under his watch. He denies any wrongdoing. From Sydney, here's Phil Mercer.
Cardinal Pell denies knowing that priests were abusing children during his time working in the Diocese of Ballarat in the southern Australian state of Victoria. But speaking broadly about the church's response to allegations of sexual abuse, the Cardinal admitted mistakes had been made and that people had been let down. He said that some complaints had been dismissed in absolutely scandalous circumstances. Several survivors of abuse have travelled from Australia to witness Cardinal Pell's testimony in the Italian capital.
The United Nations says it plans to expand aid deliveries to communities under siege in Syria today. It hopes to reach more than 150,000 people. The UN statement came on the second day of efforts to halt the fighting in Syria. Simon Jones reports.
The UN has described the cessation of hostilities as the best opportunity the Syrian people have had over the past 5 years for lasting peace and stability. On Monday, it will begin delivering food, water and medicine to residents trapped in besieged towns and cities across the country. Over the next 3 months, the UN is aiming to offer humanitarian assistance to more than 1.5 million people, but it estimates a total of 4.5 million people are living in hard-to-reach areas.
Supporters of Iran's President Hassan Rouhani have hailed the results of general elections as the start of a new era. Partial results suggest hardline conservatives may have lost their majority in parliament, and reformers and moderates have won all the seats in Tehran. Outside the capital, the results were more mixed. An advisor to Mr. Rouhani said the vote had revealed a big shift from hardliners to moderates. Analysts say the result may enable the reformists to engage in deeper dialogue with the West. A teacher at a school in western Sri Lanka says she has only one pupil left because of rumours that he has HIV. 6-year-old boy's mother told the BBC he started being stigmatised when his father died, something she said was also falsely attributed to HIV. Anbarasaneta Rajan has more details.
Chandani D'Souza is a single mother and has been running from pillar to post to find a school for her son. She finally managed to place him in a school in Kurunagala district after 10 others rejected him. But on his first day, parents of 186 other students withdrew their children, ignoring a certificate proving he doesn't have HIV. Ms. D'Souza says after rumours surfaced about her health, even she is having difficulty finding work.
World News from the BBC. Colombia's Indigenous Rights Authority has expressed concern over the presence of rebel fighters from the ELN group in areas traditionally held by the country's largest insurgent movement, the FARC. Reports say the ELN appears to be recruiting FARC rebels who oppose an historic peace deal the group is due to sign with the Colombian government next month. The rights agency has urged the authorities to investigate. A female police officer in the United States has been shot dead during her first shift after being sworn in on Friday. Ashley Gwinden was answering a domestic violence call at a house in Woodbridge, Virginia, on Saturday evening. Ronald Hamilton, an Army staff sergeant who works at the Pentagon, has been arrested for shooting his wife and Officer Gwinden. Two other officers were injured. A child at the house was unharmed. The Nigerian Finance Ministry says it's purged 23,000 workers from its payroll after it discovered they didn't exist. It follows an audit begun in December by the new finance minister, Kemi Adeosun. The move will save the ministry $11.5 million every month. The 88th Academy Awards will take place in Los Angeles shortly, in the most highly charged atmosphere for many years. Protests and a boycott are expected over the Oscars shortlist, in which only white actors have been nominated for their performances. James Cook in Los Angeles has more.
The Academy has announced plans to diversify its membership, but the move came too late to avert controversy. Several black actors say they will boycott the ceremony, and a civil rights activist, the Reverend Al Sharpton, will lead a protest nearby. Hollywood, he says, is like the Rocky Mountains. The higher up you go, the whiter it gets. As for the films themselves, the big question is whether Leonardo DiCaprio will win his first Oscar for his performance in The Revenant, which is thought to be in a three-way fight for Best Picture with Spotlight and The Big Short.
BBC News.